USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, in her first TV interview since opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, tells MSNBC that the president is a threat to national security.
A president of the United States being disloyal to his oath of office, jeopardizing our national security, and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections.
Republicans, including Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana, disagree.
There was absolutely no quid pro quo. There was absolutely no high crimes and misdemeanors. And so what is Nancy Pelosi trying to impeach the president on?
The murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger continues on Friday, with Geiger taking the stand in her own defense. Geiger killed a man who she thought was an intruder in her apartment when, in fact, she went in the wrong apartment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
As the talks between General Motors and the UAW continue, General Motors is reinstating a key benefit for its striking UAW members. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
General Motors reinstating health care benefits for striking workers after last week saying it was no longer going to pay for health care while workers were off the job. A statement now says there was confusion over the issue, GM deciding to keep benefits in place for those striking workers.
Protesters are demanding protections for illegal aliens living in Chicago, while U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is holding raids across the city. Chicago Mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot also joined the protest.
We stand united with our immigrant and refugee neighbors, brothers, and sisters because it is the only moral choice.
Lightfoot did say, though, the city may work with the Department of Homeland Security on the raids. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As the school year continues, every parent wants their child to be okay, to have friends, be successful, and feel comfortable in their own skin. But many children lack the important social and executive functioning skills that allow them to navigate the world with ease. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Caroline McGuire. She's the author of a new book titled Why Will No One Play With Me? The Play Better Plan to Help Children of All Ages Make Friends and Thrive. And one of the things we discussed was how we can help children get out of their comfort zones and what we can do to model that for them.
The comfort zone, we as adults struggle to move out of our comfort zone, right? And so one of the biggest tips I have is that you as an adult need to model that and you need to do some things out of your comfort zone. So one of the things I'm doing, for instance, with my daughter is that I am going to run a road race, even though I would really rather not. Because that's something I've never done. I've always, you know, talked about it. And so I've asked her to do something out of her comfort zone, and I'm going to do something out of my comfort zone. And that is a really great way, especially with teenagers. They love that because they love to see you uncomfortable. And then the other thing is we talk about comfort zone. And one of the things I do with kids of all ages, and this is in Why Will No One Play With Me, is I draw a circle, and we just talk about what are all the things you do inside your comfort zone and what are all the things you do outside your comfort zone. And it's great because what they start to realize is I don't do much outside my comfort zone.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.